Hello and welcome. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today we are going to be discussing the Russian submarine in Cuba, signs of the Jubilee that is coming, apparently, and are they going to put Trump in jail? Is this the only solution for them to cheat? And is this a boomerang? Now, just before we begin, you can subscribe to my Instagram channel at nicholas.veniamin, where you can follow all my daily news reels. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Thank you for having me. As usual, I love coming on and hanging out with you guys. I just love it. I'm Melissa Redpill, the world, you guys. I'm on the Freedom Force Battalion. Freedomforce.live is my site. So if you want to see how we look at this, is how this is biblical. And this is what I'm always researching, is connecting those dots. And so, you know, biblically, because, you know, I've been teaching God's word to kids for 40 years. And so all of a sudden things happen. I start to be able to connect it. So that's what I want to do for you guys today. So are you ready to go?
Absolutely. Let's go. But just before we begin, let me ask all of this is to wake people up, is to deprogram people, wake them up as to what they do not want, to take back responsibility so that history doesn't deem itself again, and so that we are ready for the new system to come. What are your thoughts?
That's right. I agree with you 1,000%. You know, there's no other way for people to wake up than to just have their cage rattled. They have to have something happen to them to kind of jolt them to awaken, you know, whether it's with, you know, the jab and all the freedoms that were taken away from us there, whether it was the, you know, the people who have died over the jab or been terribly injured, you know, those things, over the financial situation that is happening all over the world, the freedoms that are taken away from us, you know, the wars. And now, like we're going to talk about today, this, in literally a Russian submarine in, you know, in basically in our waters around America, you know, one thing will wake up one person and another thing will wake up another person. You know, for us, the thing that woke me up, and I think you too, is when I found out about the criminals running our country and running all the trafficking of children and drugs and all that, this is a criminal operation. And I said, no, I'm not going to live in a country, you know, where this is happening. And I realized that the people I had trusted were criminals, Democrat, Republican, whatever you want to call them. So that's what woke you and me up. But for other people that didn't do it for some reason. And so, you know, they are, you know, the Jubilee is really about the harvest, is that we were the first ones to wake up. For some reason, this is what God had us. He chose us to wake up first, and then everyone else will wake up in this huge harvest. And that's what we're seeing. There's just, it has to be this way, because there's no other way to wake up people than just have these traumatic events. The good news for us is we know what's going on, so we don't have to let these things frighten us.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that are going to wake up now who have woken up already. And then there are people that are going to wake up a lot later. But what I like about this movement, with when we're talking about the number 17 movement, is where we go one, we go all. And that's what it really means. It means that we're all going the same direction, but we're all in a different stage in our journeys, but we're all going to be there together.
And the good thing for us is we've had, you know, those red pills are hard to swallow. You know, when you hear something that it's just such bad news to find out, you know, the people you've trusted are anything but trustworthy. But at least we've had years to grapple with it and to soak it in. But for so many people, and also we've avoided the dangers and the pitfalls of what could happen to us if we've taken the jab. So many people have had such terrible results from that. So, you know, we've been able to avoid a lot of things, and also just the constant fear. But you know, I'm glad that we were awake all this
time.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't trade you for anything. Cause it's given us something to talk about that has purpose.
Yes, exactly. And we'll always know. There's this beautiful song that talks about in Revelation chapter 14. There's a song. There's a song that they sing that no one else can sing. And that's what we know this song. It's like, we've been in this battle all this time. We know what it was like to fight in the trenches in this battle. Whereas many people will just wake up and be like, I completely missed it, you know? So
absolutely.
I'm very glad that we have been able to fight in this battle. It's quite an honor. So consider that whenever you you know, things get crazy. You know, think about that and just realize you are very, very blessed to be awake.
So let's talk about the Russian submarine in Cuba. What's going on there?
Okay, I was going to show the screen, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, okay, here we go. I almost hit the leave button. I don't want to do that one. Hit the red button. Yeah, okay, so yeah, here's my channel, freedomforce.live, you guys. These are the books that I've written about end times, and it's very good news. It's not the scary kind, so check those books out, and I've got the audiobooks on here. But yeah, so this is, before we start, yeah, here we go. He's found guilty. I'm kind of surprised, but they're finding him guilty on this gun charge that they couldn't really avoid. They clearly did not get him on the FARA charges, the foreign agent charges. And this came out from Stephen Miller today. The DOJ is running election interference for Joe Biden. That's why the DOJ did not charge Hunter with being an unregistered foreign agent or any crime connected with the foreign corruption. Why? Because all the evidence would lead back to Joe. They've got to protect Joe at all costs. So the DOJ is Joe's election protection racket. So thank you, Stephen Miller, for bringing that, you know, very concisely out. So the gun charges are giant misdirection. He says an easy op for DOJ to sell to a pliant media that's all too willing to be duped. Don't be gaslit. This is all about protecting Joe and only Joe Biden. So we'll see. And then there's another a case against a Hunter that's coming out in, I think, September. So, you know, it's very interesting, all this timing on all this, and it's, you know, to take attention away. And then actually, just before I came on here, Joe Biden posted something about, oh, my son has had, you know, trying to, you know, play on the heartstrings of the people that, oh, he's had some drug issues and drug abuse issues and all that. So, but they're just trying to make him look like the doting, the loving father, and he's a good guy and all that, when most people don't realize these people are criminals. So that's our job, is to help people understand that these people have taken money from China, and that there's this whole foreign agent is to for them to scoop up money from all over. And they actually had to admit this in this trial. They had to admit it in this trial. It's going to come out more and more as we, you know, they try to cover it up, but we're going to keep sharing it. All right. So this is what. Okay. So back to this. I'm going to move forward a little bit on this. All right. So here is. This is that Russian-powered submarine, and it's moving toward the Cuban waters. So it's joined by three other naval vessels, and it says it will not be carrying nuclear weapons, I say. But this sounds exactly like what happened with back in the day of JFK and the Bay of Pigs. I mean, they're trying to bring this out to get everyone's attention focused on this because, oh, we can't, you know, change the president right now. We're in the middle of a war. They have run out of options, and their only other option, besides election interference and election rigging and cheating, is to start a war. So that we're like, we can't, you know, we have to stay with this commander in chief because we're in the middle of a war. So don't be surprised if they try to do this. But again, this was told to us. As we were talking about, Nicholas, this was told was on the board literally in 2018. Here's some of the posts on here. When you talk about the submarine, it's talking about, you know, various like this one right here about the hunt for Red October. It talks about the hunt for Red October, I don't know, 10 times, something like that. And so they're asking, what is this about? Well, of course, the whole point of the hunt for Red October is about a Russian submarine that was going around unnoticed all around the world, gathering up information all over the world. So this is basically what we're seeing. We're witnessing this part of the movie playing out that was told to us literally back in February 2018. And so some people were like, oh, well, we heard news about a submarine. This guy saying, is this it? He said, no, the future news. I know that's kind of small. Let me make it a little bit bigger. He says on this post right here, future news will highlight. No, the hunt for was dropped. Details matter. Q. So, sorry, 17. Let me remember to say 17. So the point is, you know, we don't need to hunt for it. We know, you know, what is happening. And so if people are going to freak out about, oh, we're under attack from the Russians, or they're going to attack us, so we have to start this war. If they start to play that, I'm just telling you guys now to not fall for it. This is part of their their operation to try to fearmonger us into war, like they always do, right? So yeah, this is just lots of information that was found was posted on the board long ago. They're like, oh, is this the summary? No, they said future news will highlight. So I believe that that's what maybe is happening now, because we are so, we're heading into this election, and they're so in terror that President Trump is going to win, and that he's going to bring down judgment upon them. You know, I just had a video I talked about, Dr. Phil and saying, oh, don't, you be the bigger person and don't bring down, vengeance on them. We're like, okay, we've got it. Sometimes we have to. Here's the post that was on from U.S. Civil Defense News. It says, U.S. on full alert. The hunt is on. U.S. Navy P-8 Poseidon Subhunter is flying over the coast of Florida in search of rogue Russian submarine. The Russian Navy nuclear submarine Kazan is 66 miles away from the Florida coast, equipped with 45,000 caliber M missiles off the coast of Cuba. New Cuban missile crisis. All right. So we'll just watch and see how they use this in the news to freak everybody out. But just don't, my word to you today is don't freak out. And just like the fact that you see the 66 miles away, that's kind of their clue to us, is that's a little symbolism to go, hey, this is all part of this military operation to set us free from these criminals.
And to take down the deep state, is that what it is?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. And yeah, that's why they told us about this long, long ago. This is all part of it. This is all part. And here's one of the other posts. This is basically the back in the day, if you've ever seen the movie The Hunt for Red October, you might want to watch that, you guys, The Hunt for Red October, because it'll help you to kind of understand how they're using this movie, this symbolism, to talk about that they're going to, we're looking for this October, basically. This, we're hunting for this October period when we're going to bring down this criminal cabal, is basically how they're using it. The hunters become the hunted. So, and it's very interesting that Hunter's name is Hunter. Just, it's so much symbolism.
It's amazing, funny, how everything is aligned by God, isn't it? No coincidence.
It really is. And actually, just I have to,
and Trump
this
is the trumpet.
Exactly. Telling us all throughout God's word. Don't even get me started on that. It's exactly that. That's very much the case. No doubt about it. All right. So here is, here's a post that just came out. President Trump said he will save Hunter when he's elected for the third time. He just literally posted that. So it's very interesting, because it makes you wonder what role truly Hunter is playing. And yes, he is. He's been a very vile, reprobate, yeah. But he is, he might have turned state's evidence. Just the fact that he, that laptop was, turned in to that, to that service, computer service company, so many of these things make you wonder, and the diary, all these things giving evidence about this crime family. I can't imagine having Joe Biden as my father. It would just be awful. And I just find that very interesting. He says, his father, one of our worst presidents, is more concerned with making the gun control people happy, so he won't have the courage to step in here and help Hunter. Don't worry, Joe. I will save your son after I get elected for the third time.
Well, Joe Biden is a little bit like the Jerry Springer kind of person. Father on the Jerry Springer show.
it's awful. I would not want to be Hunter. And in that case, I do have, pity on him. And that was just a very interesting post for President Trump to put out, because he's the real, good father, not Joe Biden, clearly. Just like the Jerry Springer show. All right. So yeah, I just want you guys to see that. And so don't worry if you hear this. And again, the news, I bet you they're going to come out with something, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, all that back in the day of JFK. They're going to probably come out and say, hair on fire, we've got to start war with Russia. Russia is coming over here. And, we thought that they were just going to, do Ukraine, but now they're over here. And anyway, this is quite an interesting movie. We're at at the chase scene in the movie. All right. So I just wanted you to see that's been a very big piece of the board for many, many years, 2018. And so the future news will highlight this. So just trust the plan. All right. So this guy right here, I want to play a little clip of him. He's talking about what are they going to do with President Trump here on just before the RNC convention. If they lock him up, then of course he can't go to the RNC convention.
Right.
If that happens, trust the plan.
Exactly. We have to trust the plan. And I think Trump's I keep saying this, but he is very open to going to prison because he knows he's setting a new precedent for all former presidents to be indicted after this. So he's just using himself as a guinea pig to play this five-dimensional chess piece because in the end, he knows he's done nothing wrong. And this is all, you're weaponizing the Department of Justice against him because he's a political prisoner to, you know, interfere with the elections.
Right. Very well said. That is exactly. And all the people who have felonies in our country, I heard the number is 70 million, which seems so outrageous to me that there are 70 million felons. That just shows you right there that the justice system is completely rigged and corrupt. Mm. So, you know, they're all now, you know, for Trump. You know, everyone who has a family member who has been, convicted of a crime and has a felony hanging over them the rest of their lives, they're all realizing that Trump, this was not fair. You know, Amber Rose came out saying that they realized that this is exactly what's happened. They're all for Trump. You know, we're all voting for the felon. You know, and someone had a great post. They're like, Jesus Christ was a felon. I'm worshiping him all my life, you know. So I thought that was really a great thing too. Anyway, this man is just trying to help us prepare for this, I think. So I've played a little clip of him.
To accept the fact that Donald Trump is going to go to jail. The Democrats are in absolute desperation mode, and they have to do this. They have no other case that's going to come up. All of these cases are going to die. The Alvin Bragg case will ultimately get overturned, and they know it, but it doesn't matter as they can get their pound of flesh now. They're going to sentence him to jail. They're going to keep him from going to the Republican National Convention, and they're going to keep him in jail for some period of time up to and possibly through the election. They have nothing else. Joe Biden's record is horrible. They just revised the job numbers down for April. Worker participation rate has plummeted. He's now had to implement Donald Trump-era border policies. Keeping in mind, Texas border crossings were down by 74% before Joe Biden did what he did. He had no choice because they knew that this could be stopped. And they knew Biden could take executive order, which he said he couldn't. You're looking at the global geopolitical landscape, and it's absolutely horrible. You're looking at every single thing that people would vote on, and it's garbage. And they're going to run on Trump being in jail, abortion, and Supreme Court nominees. That is it, because that's all that they have. They are in absolute desperation mode. And ultimately, the liberal left is going to have to admit that their party is a party of fascists, influencing the outcome of an election and jailing their political opponent.
There you go. That's such a great point. That's all they got. It'll boomerang.
Absolutely. That's what I think. You know, it's still part of the plan for people to see how corrupt these people are, just how they are. I mean, under right. Trump, no wars, and they want him in prison. I mean, actions speak louder than words.
And I actually talked with someone the other day who did not know that President Trump was convicted on those 34 counts. I was just shocked that this person doesn't know about this. But there are a lot of people who just have checked out. So all the reason more for us to just share this everywhere, talk to people, tell people, make sure you might be surprised that the people that don't know what's going on. I mean, it sounds like a third world country, some in a fascist dictatorship. And so, you know, if they were to do this, I don't think that they could keep this information quiet. And they're, you know, I just don't think it would ring true for people to say that he's a criminal, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't believe they're going to, especially when they know that nothing's happened to the people who, on the Epstein list and all that. So were you going to shout something out?
Sorry?
I thought you were going to say something. Sorry. All right. Okay. So here's a very interesting post. I'm going to just play this super quick. I have so many things I want to tell you guys, but this was where President Trump said something very, very strange about us living long lives. I want you guys to check this out. Obviously, they're singing happy birthday to him.
Okay.
His birthday is this Friday.
Right. Oh, of course.
Say again?
No, of course. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, there's a certain point at which you don't want to hear happy birthday. You just want to pretend the day doesn't exist. But anyway, but there's still a big difference. You know, there's still a big difference. It's long, long way. My father lived a long time. My mother lived a long time, and they were happy and they were great. So maybe we're going to live a long time. I hope so. But we're going to.
So I thought that, you know, I'm always keying in on that because of life extension.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
so I thought that was a very interesting thing he had to say about that. What do you think?
Well, possibly a living long time. I think he's also really pissing off the deep state by saying, I'm not going anywhere. You've got me to face. We're going to make America great again.
Right. And we'll just live a long, long time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They want him to die. It's just, yeah. Anyway, so I wanted to point you guys out to something, and I'm doing a video on this. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail right now, but come and look on my channel. My Rumble channel is called Melissa Red Pill. Let me see if I can scroll up to the top. Melissa, let's see. What is my name on here? What is my name? Hang on. That's not what I want to do. Anyway, it's called, what is it? And I'm going to show you this video right here where it talks about this one today. But
if you click on it, if you click on one of the links,
tell you the name.
That's it. You can see it right at the bottom with your name.
There you go. Red Pill the World. Red Pill the World. That's the one. Red Pill the World. Okay. So that's my channel. And I'm going to be doing a video, posting a video very soon. I'm working on it and I'll be posting it in the next couple of weeks about life extension. If you guys want to see what these promises are in God's word. And so, this is a from the book of Jubilees, and Jubilees is another name for the festival. It's also Pentecost, or also you can talk about Gesara. Basically, it's when all the debts are canceled and the captives are free, and that used to count people's lives in Jubilees. So if you live to be 100, like you have a Jubilee every 50 years. And so if you are 100 years old, you've lived two Jubilees. Okay. And so a Jubilee was a very monumental time, because imagine if everyone has debt forgiveness, everyone has their debts canceled, all the captives are freed, everything is set right. And it's like a reset, a good reset. Well, the Bible, it's supposed to be done in the biblical economy. It's supposed to happen every 50 years, and they have not done it. And I'm going to talk about that from the book of Daniel, why this is, you know, they didn't do it, because they were like, we don't want that, because we don't want to give back everything we've stolen. We don't want the people to have their debts canceled. If everybody's debts canceled, then, you know, we lose all this money that we've stolen from them, and that we're having much in debt servitude. So this is in the book of Jubilees, chapter 23, and this talks about Abraham and the day that he died. And this is what that video, I go into the detail about what happened on this day. I'll just give you a little taster in verse 8 of Jubilees, chapter 23. Oh, and by the way, you can download it online, or you can also watch this, the video, and you can listen to it. From Christopher Glynn, G-L-Y-N. He has recorded, or somehow or another, this is on his site, that of how you can listen to the book of Jubilees. But chapter 23, okay? It's very interesting that it's 23, because that's such a big number for the secret societies. And in verse 8, it says he lived three Jubilees. So basically, it's 150 years plus some, basically a total of 175 years. That is all that he lived. And basically, he was one of the first generations that they started to live shorter lives. His contemporaries had been Noah, and Noah lived 900 years. Yeah, all those people back in the day lived long, long lives, kind of like what President Trump is saying right there. So I'm going to scroll down just a little bit. So you can see that what would happen is their lives, after the flood, our lives began to be shortened, of course. And in verse 25, it says, the heads of the children shall be white with gray hair. A child of 3 weeks will appear like an old man of 100 years, and their stature will be destroyed by tribulation and oppression. That's what we've experienced. We've all been, you know, people get old way too fast and sickly, so fast. And that was the whole point of the COVID jab, was to destroy our health and to make these cancers and all of that. And this is what it's talking about, that their lives will be shortened. And in those days, verse 26, and in those days, the children shall begin to study the laws and to seek the commandments and return to the paths of righteousness. In other words, we're going to search out how we can have healthy lives, how we can get rid of these people who are poisoning us in every which way. And the days, in verse 27, the days shall begin to grow many and increase amongst those children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years. How about that? And to a greater number of years than before was the number of the days. There shall be no old man, nor one who is not satisfied with his days, for all shall be as children and youths. Some people are like, oh, I don't want to, you know, live a long time, because they're thinking, oh, I'd live like, you know, decrepit. And you know, my health would be bad. No, you'll be young like a child and as a youth, and your energy. The Bible says that our youth will be restored like the eagles. This promise is in God's word, but they never talked about this. They talk about all kinds of things, but they don't talk about Jubilee and the promise, because they don't want people to think about, we need to go to the biblical economy of debt forgiveness and returning to the statutes so that we have healthy food, et cetera. And healthy air and healthy water, like President Trump talks about. And all their days they shall live, they shall complete and live in peace and in joy. And there shall be no Satan nor any destroyer, for their days shall be days of blessing and healing. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
So yeah. The question is, when is this going to happen? When is this happening?
Yeah.
And so I want to take you to Daniel chapter 9. There's this very strange passage, and it's been quite, first of all, it's very complicated. It's very complicated. And it's also been highly misconstrued and mistaught. But in Daniel chapter 9, starting with verse 24, it says that 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression. I'm going to just stop right there. It's basically saying 70 weeks until this is all finished, until all this evil stuff, the damaging of our health, the damaging of our wealth, the damaging of our peace, the damaging of the world, is going to take 70 weeks. But the thing is, it's not 70 weeks like you and I think. That would just be a little, you know, over a year. These are jubilees, okay? So the jubilee weeks. So what we're in the middle of right now, we're actually almost finished. This is the seventh week of the counting of the Omer. I've talked about this before, that we were the first Omer to wake up. And then later on, it'll be a whole big bundle like behind me that everyone's going to wake up. But this is the festival of weeks. It's counted every year. And what happens is you complete the count in the springtime. We're going to actually complete it this year. The 7 weeks complete on President Trump's birthday on the 14th, this coming Friday. And then the 50th day starts on sundown on the 15th. The point is, this is always hearkening us back to that Jubilee is coming. One day it's coming. And the question is, when? Well, let me go back to, it says these 70 weeks are determined. Well, when does it start and when does it end or whatever? So in my book, okay, I'm going to take you to the book, this one right here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, I was able to figure this out. And first of all, you have to completely pretend like you've never heard the false stuff, because you have to just rid your mind of that, which is really the hardest part. And so then you have to start realizing, you have to start celebrating the festival of weeks, because this passage right here says weeks. You've got to become familiar with these festivals, because it helps you to piece this together. Does that make sense? You know, this is the biblical weeks. Okay. So when we celebrate this, I realized, oh, this is talking about jubilees. Okay. So when I worked on this, I'm like, okay, what is this 70 weeks? Well, in this book that I was just showing you, again, this one, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, over on the right, I have this, you can take a screenshot, you guys, if you want to see it, but they save it. But I talk about what is this 70 weeks that it's talking about here. And basically it's a week is a 7-year period. And that there would, that basically says it would be 10 jubilees over the period of 10 jubilees. Well, what ended up happening is the first jubilee, Nehemiah had taken, they said, okay, this one's going to start right here. The edict marker is right here when Nehemiah goes back to Jerusalem. When they went back and they started building up the walls, they've been in captivity, they went back to Jerusalem and they started building up the walls. Nehemiah is the leader. And guess what? After 50 years, he said, we've counted the Omer and it's time. Everyone's going to have their debts canceled. Everyone's going to have, all the captives will be freed. This is what the Lord told us to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And Nehemiah did what he was, did it right. The problem was then Nehemiah wasn't there for the next jubilee, and I guess he died at some point. And so on that next period, when it's going to be the next jubilee, they're supposed to keep the jubilee. They didn't keep it. The people were in debt slavery. They were, captives, all this, and the bad guys didn't keep the jubilee. They always had some excuse. Oh, we can't keep it this time because of one cockamamie excuse or another. And then the next time, oh, it's time for the jubilee. Everybody's like, oh, it's time for the jubilee. Some other excuse. For year after year after year after year after every jubilee after jubilee, they've never kept it. Even until this day, because they've been stealing from us, putting us in debt servitude and captivity all this time, ever since Nehemiah. All right. That's what the Jubilee is about. It's setting us free, but they just never want to do that. And so it talks about on the 63rd week, after 60 and 2 weeks, rather, it says, I want you to understand, after the 60 and 2 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. When Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, they thought he was going to keep the Jubilee, that he was going to set the books right and give the people back all the money that the Pharisees and all of them had stolen. And they're like, no, you're not doing that. You were going to put you on a cross. And of course, Jesus said, he knew that. He knew this passage. Jesus knew that when he went in there, that he was going to be cut off. They were going to cut him off. But the promise is that's not the end of the story. Remember, Jesus said to go into all the world. The promise was not just for the people in this small little country. The promise for people was for people all over the world to have these criminals who've done this to us up off our throats and have them removed from the earth. And so here it talks about, it's a very complicated passage. I'm not going to go into all the details right now because it's way too complicated. And I've got videos on it on my channel, freedomforce.live. Go to check it out. Anyway, they're all, of course, for free. There's no paywall or anything like that. Anyway, it says that the bottom line is the enemy is going to be destroyed. And it says in verse 27, he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. That's that last week, right? We're waiting on that 1 week that Jesus was not able to fulfill. Let me go back to this mark right here. After this 1 week is missing, right? This one jubilee is missing. He was not able to fulfill it. And so we're waiting on that to be fulfilled. And it's a 7-year period that we are waiting on to be fulfilled. He was cut off before he could complete that last 7-year period, that last week. So it says he will confirm. Now, some of the, in my opinion, bad guys have come in and intentionally gotten this confused. And they're like, oh, this is the enemy. He's going to come in and he's going to confirm a covenant. Well, let me just tell you this. Satan never promises us anything. He never, he except trouble and pain and all that. So here he's going to have this 1 week, this 7-year period. And it says on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. In other words, after this 1 week, the enemy will be destroyed and off of us so that we can keep the Jubilee and they will never be able to steal it from us again. That's what this passage is about, is that this jubilee is coming. And on my channel, every day when we add one more Omer to the bundle, I'm like, jubilee is coming. Remember, jubilee is coming. And so the question is, when does this start? And my contention is, I've got a couple things that I have found. One is, of course, that we always talk about, that on my website, when you go to the very first page, you scroll all the way down, you see this sign, and the Jubilee, the Great Awakening started at this sign right here. Well, count 7 years. 7 years takes us to this September 2024. So that's why I think, you know, as he says, that 2024, President Trump says 2024 is our final battle. But another thing I just found, and I've shown you guys this before, if you haven't seen it, go and check out like the sign of the Son of Man on my channel, you guys. This is a 42-week gestation period right here, like that edict marker I was just showing you earlier. This was the edict marker that was saying this is we're getting started for this battle. The battle is going to start at the end of this travailing in birth. After that, there are 7 more times that Jupiter does this loop. Well, an interesting thing came to my attention the other day, and that was, we could say, but get back to it. Where is it? This one. Okay. Go to watch this video right here. At the end of this video, where I talk about Trump military operation, precedent set, Patriot felons from Sunday 6-2-24. If you look for that one, okay, it was from June 2nd, you guys. I go into all these loops and you'll see, I'm not going to take the time to do it right now, but just if you want to go look at it, you guys, after it did a loop in the belly of Virgo, there were 7 more loops. And so I began to realize, because the Bible talks about 7 bowls happening. Well, what do you do in a bowl? You spin it around. You're stirring it up. We're stirring up humanity with all these things that happen. It's like we've got people are stirred up to wake up. The Bible talks about stirring up people to wake them up and to wake them up. And it gets more and more and more until people finally wake up. On the seventh one, the bowl is happening. The stirring up is happening in Taurus. Taurus is the constellation that biblically is about, I want to make sure you can see this better. Okay, here we go. It's about, I'm going to show it to you while I'm talking. Okay, so you see Mars and Jupiter, there you go. Jupiter is going and it's doing this loop and it's going to turn around and you're going to see it make a loop right there on the horn of Taurus. Taurus is the bull that's coming on a rampage to destroy these evildoers. They are, this is the constellation that is it's like the bull in the china shop. Jesus is going to bring down judgment on them and just destroy the evildoers. And with this horn that is going to gore the evildoers of what they've done. So this is the 7th one after the battle started. After you saw the travailing in Virgo, this is the 7th bowl. The Bible talks about this 7 bowls, and each of these bowls is something to wake up and to wake up. And there's not an 8th bowl. It's this 7th bowl. And that's why I think that this is indicative of what's going to be happening when it starting in October. And at the same time, so check it out. You guys take a screenshot or whatever. Remember the name of this video, Trump Military Operation. So you can watch these bowls and see what is happening in the heavens above us, that the Lord gave us these signs so that we would understand this. The other thing that's happening in October is, of course, BRICS. I'm going to stop sharing real quick. BRICS is happening in October, where they are doing their own money system. And not going to be on the U.S. dollar, which I'm telling you, it's going to really affect the Americans a lot. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have to have some kind of gigantic wake up now to wake up the people in America. Yeah. Because we've been brainwashed more than any other country, and to experience what other countries have had to experience. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, all the money that we've borrowed to buy properties, student loans, personal loans, credit cards, car loans, it's all fiat currency and it's not backed by gold or silver or anything. And it's fake. They keep printing it. So if these countries are taking up the gold to use as a purchasing power and they're moving away from fiat currency, they're going to have to come to a point and say, look, it has no value anymore. These contracts are null and void. We're going to have to cancel this debt because it just has no sustainability or anything like that, you know, and we'd have to start all over again. And I think maybe that's what Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So Trump wants to do.
Exactly.
Of and you're saying, but how far are we away from this, do you think?
Well, this is what I was, the signs in the heavens lead me to believe that it's this October. Okay. Sorry about that. So when you look at the 7 years from the sign of the Son of Man, and you look at President Trump saying 2024 is our final battle. You look at what's happening with BRICS there. You see that the BRICS nations are announcing in October that they're going to go off of the dollar. You know, and then you've got that seventh bowl. I really do believe that's a bowl right there. Mm. When it's that spinning, that's that seventh bowl. And the seventh bowl is about the destruction of the cabal. It just seems to me that it all is leading us to this October. And the question is, you know, when this happens, you know, what it would seem to me, you can tell me what you think. It would seem to me that it can't just happen on one day. I would think that the dollar has to crash and people have to realize that their money is worthless. And they have to realize, you know, that we have to have something different.
Yeah. I mean, if it happens like that, what you're saying, and Joe Biden is still president, he would definitely take the credit for it. He would definitely say, you know, he will use it to his advantage to say, I did this for the American people, blah, blah, blah. So what do you think? I mean, I think it would have to happen under Trump or somebody, you know, aligned with Trump.
Yes. No, I agree with you 1,000%. It stands to reason that it's going to have to be when he takes office. Mm-hmm. And all this is, you know, they could have done this. Because let's just be honest, the whole financial system is being propped up.
Yeah.
It's all completely smoke and mirrors. It's all being propped up and it's fake. So this could happen. It could have happened anytime. And so, you know, this is it, but it will happen in a way that everyone will realize that the dollar is useless, and it's going to be President Trump's coming in to save the day.
Absolutely.
And that's how it's all going to happen. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing biblically, and what the promise is in the Jubilee, and along with the Jubilee is we're captive not only in the financial situation, and in the peace, how they've wrecked the peace in the world, but also our health. All these things, they go together. What good is it if you've got all the money in the world and your health is wrecked?
Yeah.
So the Jubilee is about getting them off of us so that we don't have them destroying our health also, right? And that's really what if you're not familiar, I'm talking to you because I know you remember I've talked to you about the four horsemen. For those of you who are watching, I've talked about the four horsemen it's the four ways that they destroy us. The white horse is their fake leaders. Who are we think are trustworthy and they're not. The red one is the wars. The black one is the financial deprivation, and the green one is the health how they wrecked our health. So this is all their ways that they've used continually to try to destroy humanity and to control us. But when in the Jubilee, they're up off of us, and so that we'll have this. You know, it says they'll live. Like I said, I read you in Jubilees 23, they have these long, long lives. So this is what we're headed for. So just whatever happens, just hang on tight. It may be a bumpy ride until we get through this.
Absolutely.
So they tried everything else.
Well, it's very interesting. We just have to wait and see and vote for Trump. And thank you very much, Melissa. It's been an absolute honor. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
I guess let's pray before we go.
Let's pray.
This is our best weapon, our best weapon. I love you guys. Thank you so much, Lord, for how you are helping us to piece all this together and how you've drawn us together and how you've helped us to fight. Lord, just guide each one who's listening on what you want each one of them to do to fight in this battle every day until we see the victory. And what an honor it is. Thank you so much for Nicholas and all that he does to get the truth out for people. And just bless us so that we can bless others. Help us to speak to them, text them, tweet to them, somehow or another, get the truth out for everyone. And we just would put our trust in you no matter what is happening. We know that ultimately this is your plan. You have had this plan for literally thousands of years, and we completely trust you and know that you have set these things in your word, even in the heavens. And now we're seeing them played out on this earth. And we're not worried one little bit because we know that you are in control. We pray all these things in your great name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Melissa, thank you very much. And we speak again very soon. You take care and God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Love you. Bye.